Aston Villa 3, Bournemouth 1. What a massive performance that is from Aston Villa. Character is through the roof on this team and we're just absolutely unbelievable. And I'm so proud of the way that this football team applies itself, the way it goes out and does its game plan, the way it fights for each other. And just the belief of this team, absolutely incredible. And even in this game, we've had to come back. We were 1-0 down after Matty Cash gave away the penalty. But, you know, all in all, before that, we started the game really, really well. We were dominant. We were controlling the game. Fortunately, they score through Solanke with the penalty. And then we just went on and we just kept our game plan, kept our shape. Just we were brilliant. Like, there was no intensity dips. It was just everybody head down, fight and work for this team, and it was just absolutely tremendous. And Morgan Rodgers, what a player Morgan Rodgers is, you know, even for that first goal, the ball from Bailey to Rodgers, and you know, to cut inside and finish it was absolutely incredible from Rodgers. And what a player, and what a steal that we've had from Middlesbrough, because he's just got a physicality, he's got a strength, he's just got a drive about him, and fair play to him for the skill to put that goal away. So 1-1. And then second half, we were just, again, on another level. We were controlling the game. Bournemouth didn't have a sniff. And this is a good Bournemouth side who have had a week to prepare for this. And yeah, our levels could have dipped, but incredible. Like the goal, the Arby goal was just absolutely brilliant. Great work from Ollie Watkins. And then the Bailey goal, again, great work from Watkins. But the Watkins was unplayable. You know, I've gone with this title before that he was unplayable. And today, his hold-up play, I've never seen a hold-up play like that at Villa Park. The strength, the touch, the ability when he's off balance to be dragged and still have the ball, the pirouette, the drive, so unlucky not to score. But Watkins was incredible and is elite. He's so elite, and he's the best striker for me in Europe at the minute, because find me someone that can do what Watkins can do. So I'm over the moon. It's a massive win, because it puts us 6 points ahead of Spurs. They've got two games in hand, but you want to have points on the board. You want to have points on the board. Pressure's on Spurs. Just keep going from a Villa point of view. Incredible, the week that we've had. You know, that, just think about that week that we've had. We've beat Arsenal. We've gone through in Europe. We've beat Bournemouth. We've 2 days rest. And we've played like that after 2 days rest. And that just shows everything that this team's got. So, absolutely love it. Up the Villa. The main man here, Neil from the Paul McGrath podcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I can barely speak, as you guys can probably tell. My voice is gone, but that was just some win in there. That was fantastic. 3-1 Aston Villa, and capped off a brilliant weekend. I've had time in my life.
Were you nervous going into this one?
I was, because, you know, like Bournemouth are a form team at the moment. Obviously, they've got their managers learned a lot under Bielsa. You can see how they're pressing an awful lot. But I was nervous coming into it, but I felt we'd win. I thought it might be a 2-1, and then we went down 1-0 with the penalty, and I didn't really panic, and the guys I was sitting with, we were kind of saying, if Villa get one back before half-time, Villa kick on, and that's what happened. So, but like, there were some tremendous performances out there. Like, Youri Tielemans and John McGinn just put in a shift to work in the middle of midfield, and then, of course, Ollie Watkins is the best centre-forward, best English centre-forward playing in the Premier League. It's not even up for debate. It's just not.
I mean, the level of that performance today, off the back of extra time, penalties, you know, McGinn's in there ratting round, and Tielemans, and I think that was probably one of Diaby's best games for Villa. You know, he was just electric, weren't he?
He was absolutely outstanding, and I think the pace on both sides, and with Morgan Rodgers then cutting inside, you know, carrying the ball, that was a huge, huge problem for Bournemouth, and Villa did target that, and, as you know, goals came from those positions. But you're right about the lack of tiredness, or the perceived lack of tiredness. I thought Ollie Watkins was going to cry at one stage to make a run towards the end, and then Duran is waiting on the sideline, and it's Diaby that comes off and not Watkins, you know. But no, they're absolutely amazing. What Unai Emery has done with these guys, and the mentality that these guys have at the moment to play through that pain barrier, or play through that, push through the, you know, the extensive exhaustion or whatever, has just been amazing. really has.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Glad you've seen us win. Happy birthday, not the Villa. Well, we've never had an actual Villa player on the podcast, so you are our first. So how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
And what did you make of the game today?
I think the game was really good, and I think we played well.
Who do you think was our best player today?
I'd say Morgan Rogers.
Rogers. Are you liking Rogers at the minute?
Yeah.
What position do you play in?
I play right mid and sometimes defence.
Cool. Really, really good. And how are you, Julie?
I'm all right, thank you. Much better for the 3 points. Yeah. I didn't expect that performance, if I'm honest. I just thought, coming into the game, let's just get the 3 points. I don't even care what I see. I'm not expecting the earth. Let's just get it done.
Yeah.
And then to see that performance, Lola, what do you reckon? Huh? That was fantastic, wasn't it?
I think it was really good.
Yes.
Yeah. And the crowd was really up for it today, wasn't it?
Well, I was in the Alton today, but I did see up that corner of the 1897 group, and they never stopped singing. Yeah. So that must have been great to be around by those guys as
well. So I've got two questions for Lola. Are we going to get Champions League?
I say we've got a chance.
Yeah, and are we going to win the Conference League?
Definitely.
Yes! Up the Villa.
Up the Villa.
Must be happy with that.
Oh, thrilled, man. Yeah, I'm so proud of the lads. I'm honestly, like, they've had literally the biggest week of many of their careers, except Martinez, he won the World Cup. They've had, like, the biggest week of their careers, yeah. They just had that performance against Arsenal, absolutely outstanding. Like, a little, I mean, whatever, but, like, we still won it, right? And, you know, Real Madrid didn't deserve to win. They still won. But, like, this one, the fact that, you know, to come back from behind, to play as well as they did, with how knackered they must have been, I'm so happy with them. Rogers, I love him. I think that might have been his best performance so far, right? It's either him or Watkins for man of the match. Even though Watkins didn't get the goal, he kept the ball in. Did so well, man. He was absolutely brilliant.
Watkins was just unplayable today.
Oh, he was, yeah. He was just fantastic. He just completely beat their centre-back. Completely, like, their centre-back had no idea how to deal with him. Absolutely no idea. Yeah, no, we were phenomenal.
I mean, what a week. I mean, you know, you've just said, like, Arsenal, we've gone through in Europe, we've now backed it up with 2 days rest for this game.
Yeah.
You know, Champions League football now.
It's happening. It's happening. There's no way you can convince me it's not happening at this point. We've done so unbelievably well. And Unai Emery, what a guy.
Yeah.
Like, every one of them, I'm so proud of them. Like, even, you know, Diaby, it wasn't like his best game ever, but he still got a goal. He still did all right. You know, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled, man. That's
absolutely
great.
Love it, mate.
Yeah.
Up the Villa.
So I came over here from Texas, right?
Really?
You know, yeah, this is my hometown, but I'm visiting for a family wedding, and I thought I'd pop in on this game.
Yeah.
And honestly, I went in thinking we're going to drop points, because like, Bournemouth are no mugs, man. Yeah. No one should look at Bournemouth and be like, ha ha, Bournemouth, what a joke. Like, they're no mugs, and we're knackered, right? So, yeah, I'm honestly, like, thrilled that in spite of everything against them, they did so well.
Smashed it, mate. Up the Villa.
Up the Villa,
up
mate.
The Villa. Oh, mate.
Honestly, I'm over the moon.
I can't believe, right? I can't believe that this is our football team.
Yeah,
what I can't believe.
No, I agree.
You know, I've sat at home and I've watched teams and I've watched big teams and I've thought, God, we're a million miles off that.
Yeah.
But whatever you throw at this team, Arsenal, we came through it. Tough game in Europe, we came through it. Today, 2 days rest, and we've played like that.
Yeah.
You know, that fair enough, they were 1-0 up. But we absolutely had all of the ball, and we were in full control of that.
It was an incredible performance, wasn't it? Like you say, coming off the back of a quick turnaround, going away from home in a really difficult game, 120 minutes, mentally as well, it's not physically, but I think it just shows the conditioning, you know, all the other side of it, you know, the coaching side of it, the food side of it, the rehabilitation. It's so important, and we've got everything right now, and you can see how the effect it has on the pitch, and that was as comfortable a performance as you could have hoped for, coming off the back of an incredibly difficult game last week against Arsenal and an incredibly difficult game in midweek. You know, we've put ourselves in a ridiculous position now in the league. 6 points clear of Spurs. Yes, they've got 2 games now. They've got a really, really
tough
one.
But there's pressure on them now.
Yeah.
The pressure...
All we can do is win our games.
The thing is with that, the pressure is on them to just be level with us.
Yeah. We can only affect us, and that's what we've done today. We've put ourselves in a brilliant position. I mean, the front went for today. Oh. It's very difficult to pick out individual performances, but the front four were incredible.
Yeah.
Morgan Rogers has just got better and better and better. Who knows the ceiling that kid's got? But, you know, I can't wait to see it over the next 3 or 4 years. And I said to you just before we come on, that's as good a centre-forward performance as I've probably ever seen from Ollie Watkins today. And yes, he hasn't scored, but I think it's irrelevant. 2 assists. His hold-up play was ridiculous. His link-up play was brilliant. You know, nobody tell me that Ivan Toney can hold anything to what Ollie Watkins has got. His numbers this season are ridiculous. And Diaby, you know, gets a bit of stick. His numbers this season are really, really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
You know, the passing from Bailey was like he was, you know, an alien. The ball that he's hit with the outside of his left.
That was the Rodgers one, weren't it?
Two of them. The one for the Rodgers goal. Yeah. So the outside of his left boot, yeah, puts it inside the defender. Ridiculous. Then the one in the second half, when he slices across it over the top of the defender's head, and it drops to Ollie Watkins' feet. He's passing. The reverse balls, the positions they all found and picked up in, the confidence they've got. It's just so nice to see, isn't it?
Yeah. Honestly, I mean, even like I kind of forgot them goals that I've just seen, but you know them that was it, that goal that went over to Watkins and then Watkins is it that's total football, that is.
But the Diaby finish at the end of it, you know, a lot of people lose their heads there, but he's calmly on the wrong foot just side-footed past the keeper. You know, and we've seen over the last few weeks we've given a couple of three times we've given 2 goal leads up, but there was no sign of that today. And we didn't put a sub on to the 90th minute, near enough 90th minute. So the legs, you know, they're fine. We've got a nice break now to the Chelsea game. Yeah. We have put ourselves with, what, four games to go in the league. We will never have a better chance. For me, I've felt we're going to get it for a long time now, and I think even more so now. Those 6 points in the last 2 weeks, last week, have put ourselves in a brilliant position. And we've got a fantastic, you know, chance of winning another cup, haven't we, this season? So, incredible day, under the sun. Yeah. And I thought the fans before were brilliant. I hope the club carry on doing that, meet the team for the last, what, 2-3 home games. I think especially they're all night games now, aren't they, as well? So, just keep backing the lads, because we're seeing something very, very special here now.
And hopefully they've all just been dunked in the ice bath for a week.
That's it. Just
keep them in that bath now.
Put them all in status now for next week. Look after them all. Hopefully, you know. I mean, no Dougie today, suspended again.
That's right, he comes back
as
well.
He's back again, isn't he? Yeah. A lot of players coming back. So
massive. Brilliant. Up the Villa.
Up the Villa.
All the way from Ohio.
Oh, yeah, man. This is awesome. Staying in London, but coming up here for a couple games. And I thought Villa played so good, man. We had the... Nothing seemed like we had to worry anything about. We had control of the game, and a couple of guys I thought were really good, you know, that didn't get all the glory was Tielemans. I thought Tielemans, his positioning, winning the duels, he played great. And Pau Torres, he needed a good game, and he played great too, I thought.
It's just a massive performance from everyone, wasn't it? I mean, you've touched on Tielemans, who I think kind of goes under the radar a little bit, the performances that he's been putting in recently. So
his positioning was so... He didn't look out of place and then making mistakes or anything. He was one of the guys I really was watching then.
What have you made of your trip to Villa Park?
I love it. The atmosphere is so
cool. Where were you sitting?
Ellis.
Yeah?
Doug Ellis there.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
He had like... Row H, so I was pretty close.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I'm glad you've seen us win and had a great day. Up the Villa, mate.
Mm-hmm.